Welcome back, I'm Kim Bailey and this is Talking in Public. In this session I want to talk to you about creating a great first impression. Now, as a general rule of thumb, human beings judge others in the first 90 seconds of their initial interaction. What that means for you when you're making a speech is that you've got less than 2 minutes from when you start your presentation to make a positive impression on your audience. After that, you can certainly still impress them, but their initial reaction will affect the amount of attention that they pay to what you've got to say and the overall interest that they show in your presentation. So to help you develop a way to create a lasting impression in that first 30 seconds of your presentation, I've got some suggestions for you to try, some things that have worked for me over the years, things that have worked for people I've coached over the years. Now, you might not feel that 30 seconds is a particularly long time. But if you think about TV and radio advertising, how long does an advertiser actually take to grab your interest, to keep you interested? And if you think about what we have seen more recently in advertising on YouTube, they're not even going to take 30 seconds to grab your interest. How long do you stay focused on advertising if that first impression is not favourable? So if advertisers recognise that this amount of time is appropriate to get their message across or to get the first impression across so you're interested in their message, then you need to think about the same thing so that you can make a great impression on your audience. The first impression you make, and that's true when the audience thinks that they know you or they've seen you talking before, sets the tone for your presentation. It should put your audience at ease as they begin to feel that they know you and they want to see and hear what you've got to show them or to tell them. You need to have your audience feel that they know you, that they trust you with the information that you're about to impart. Is that how you feel about presenters that you enjoy? In practical terms, you should listen carefully to the introduction that's made for you. There might be something in that you can respond to immediately, and that shows your audience that you're not performing an automatic presentation. You're not doing the same presentation that you do wherever you are, as well as respecting the person who's introduced you to begin the presentation. So you give them some feedback as well. So the next thing you do after you've been introduced is you smile. Not the cheesy grin, a sensible smile. Look around the audience. This is taking time for you to settle into your position, for them to focus on you. You can make eye contact with a few people. They get to feel that you're interested in making the presentation relevant to them. Above all, don't rush this step, this settling in before you actually start to speak. It gives you time to relax your breathing, which we've talked about in another session, and it gives you time to focus your attention to the presentation. So once you've done that little settling in period, you can start to talk. Begin by thanking the person who introduced you and use their name. Don't talk about yourself at this point. This presentation is not about how long you've travelled, how far you've come, how many presentations you've made. It is about this group and your connection with them on this day for this presentation. Now, one of the things that I recommend to all of my students that work with me is to think about a catchphrase that you can use to begin almost every presentation that you do. And for me, what I use is a date. I pick a particular date that is appropriate to the presentation I'm giving. So perhaps it might be a day in the past, but usually it's not the day that I'm doing the presentation, not that date. But I'll pick a date in the past that was relevant to some sort of story that I can tell before I as the beginning of the presentation. And what that does, by giving a date by saying May the 14th, 1926, it makes people think that this is something that perhaps they should know. So they're already focused on what you've got to say. It makes them think, if it's a more relevant or more recent date, I should say, it makes them think about what they were doing on that day. It'll make them think about why is that date important. So already they're with you on this journey of the presentation you've got to give. And I find for me that that's a very useful way for me to start a speech. And it doesn't matter that people know that that's how I start a speech, you know, for people who see me speak quite often, because each time it's a different date. And so they know it's coming when I first start to say it, and I think, oh, I wonder what this is about this time around. And it still keeps their interest. Recently, I coached a person who was doing a speech for a fundraiser, and we didn't want to talk too much about the history of why the fundraiser had to happen. But we picked a word. We picked a word that was the theme for the evening, which was brave. And we started the presentation with two questions. We simply asked, do you know what it is to be brave? Do you think you could be brave in any given situation? And then she talked about the situation, and then at the end she brought it back together to the brave situation and the tribute that she had to the person that their fundraiser was about. So it linked in with the whole of the presentation. The important thing was that she asked a question, and I would recommend that you ask questions at the beginning of your presentation. You're not looking for answers, but what it does again is it engages your audience. It makes them think about what you're talking about, and so they come on the journey with you to hear what you've got to say about the question that you asked. So think about key phrases that you could use to grab the audience's attention. Think about another phraseology, so something like the date or a time that you could give, or a colour. And there's a range of things that might be appropriate for the presentation that you're giving. But think about something that makes people stop and listen to what you've got to say, because what happens in that creating that great first impression is that you set the tone, as I said earlier. You set the tone for the presentation, and you need to be focused on this group, your connection with them, on this day for this presentation. So there you have it for creating a great first impression. I'll talk to you in the next session. This is Kim Bailey, and we're talking in public.